Conservation efforts are often focused on rural or even suburban areas, but urban environments and the species that live in them are every bit as important and deserving of our attention. Do you ever wonder what's swimming in the Inner Harbor right here in Baltimore? I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. At the National Aquarium, we never take our waterfront location for granted. We're an active partner in efforts to improve the health of the harbor and improve conditions for fish, plants, and people. As part of these efforts, we are in the early stages of updating our waterfront campus to combine natural restoration with innovative technologies to better support the environment and the harbor. The plan includes floating wetlands, native habitats, aerators, and fish havens. And speaking of fish, most times of the year in the Inner Harbor, you can see swirling schools of silvery fish swimming just beneath the surface of the water. These schools are Atlantic menhaden, and if you've never heard of them, you're not alone. Menhaden are too small, about 15 inches long at best, and too oily for people to eat. But they are an extremely important species, ecologically, commercially, and even historically. A member of the herring family, Atlantic menhaden can be found from Nova Scotia to central Florida and are common throughout the Chesapeake Bay and in the harbor. Along with other small prey fish, menhaden are the glue that holds the ocean ecosystem together, a critical link in the food web of the bay. They are a key forage species or food source for fish such as striped bass and bluefish, as well as birds such as ospreys and eagles. Adding to their ecological importance is the fact that they're filter feeders, which means they eat things like algae and zooplankton, cleaning the water as they go. And they're efficient. It takes one adult menhaden about a minute to clean the algae from 4 to 6 gallons of water. But in addition to the critical roles they play in nature, menhaden are in demand by humans. Each year, they are the largest catch by weight in the Chesapeake Bay and the second largest in the United States. Why are menhaden in such demand? They're processed into fish meal and oil, which are used in animal feed and health supplements like the fish oil capsules many people take. They're also made into consumer products such as some lipsticks and paints, and they're used as bait to catch crabs, striped bass, and other fish. Human uses of menhaden are not new. Native Americans in pre-colonial America called the fish Munawatig, which means fertilizer. Historians speculate that menhaden are the fish that indigenous tribes instructed European settlers to plant along with their corn to help it grow. In the 1800s, menhaden were caught in huge numbers to be rendered into lamp oil and fertilizer. There were once almost 3 times as many menhaden ships as whaling ships. And all that capacity soon overfished the menhaden to the point of serious decline. In 1864, George Marsh, who some consider to be America's first environmentalist, published a book that pointed to the decimation of menhaden as one of the key examples of human impact on the ocean. So here we are today, more than 150 years later, still talking about menhaden and the critical role they play in the environment, and most importantly, how we can protect them. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, which regulates nearshore fishing from Maine to Florida, including the Chesapeake Bay, is currently looking at future management of the menhaden fishery to ensure its longevity. So, the next time you're strolling the waterfront, I hope you'll keep an eye out for large schools of silvery menhaden circling at the surface of the water and appreciate just how important they are. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.